This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And thanks for being here this afternoon. A look at things going on with Thrive Umpqua. Juliet Planchess is the Community Engagement Director. There we go. I had to look twice there. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So a lot is going on, and it's interesting how the things that you are working on and have been working on since 2017 just sort of evolve in phases, mm-hmm. and the word gets out there. We were just talking off the air a moment ago this morning with Gordon Deal, had a segment yesterday talking about all of the research. I don't think it actually mentioned blue zones. I think it just mentioned, maybe it did.
But longevity hotspots or something like that.
Yeah, just about, these countries, here's some of their diets and here's how long mm-hmm. they live. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because people, this has been out there for quite a while, mm-hmm. but your work is not done because a lot of people still aren't aware of it.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, we have, I think sometimes we talk about the low-hanging fruit folks that are kind of already identifying with a healthy lifestyle and, hear about something like this and they say, yeah, that's me. I'm going to be a part of that. Let me go check them out. Let me start getting involved. But then there are folks that haven't been identifying that way and maybe even have some negative self-perceptions about, what they're capable of or what their value is and where they fit and where they don't. And so that's something that Thrive Umpqua really prioritizes, is ensuring that every member of our community feels a part of this community-wide well-being initiative, sees themselves in it. And I think the broadness of the longevity principles helps with that, but it's still a challenge. You know, folks have been, especially after the last couple of years, maybe slipped back into unhealthy habits or just affirmed unhealthy habits. And so we're just really wanting to invite folks that, to see this as something that everyone can be a part of.
So talk about some of the things that are coming up here in the next month or so.
Yeah, so we've always got a lot going on, and we try to inform our activities based on those longevity principles, that cross-cultural distillation of well-being best practices from those longevity hotspots, so those places around the world where people are living the longest, healthiest lives. And so, it's around movement, and it's around having a positive outlook and finding opportunities to unwind and connect and live on purpose, and of course, eat more plant foods. So we've got a community well-being passport that's in development, and it's very early stages, but we're very excited to be pulling together well-being related activities from across the community all together in a passport and kind of gamify well-being for folks that like that concept and really incentivize and reward folks for each investment that they make along the way. So that's going to be coming up in the next couple of months. Concretely right now, we've got Walk with a Doc every third Saturday at 8 a.m. So this is an opportunity to get free and direct access to several doctors, actually, and get out walking. They meet just right outside the YMCA there in the park where kind of that volleyball net area is. So jump in. That's every third Saturday at 8 a.m. We have a downtown cleanup on Monday, February 27th at 4 p.m. And we're partnering with UCC's athletic department. So we're going to have all of those athletes that are living downtown right now come out and show our downtown a little bit of love. The community is also invited, so you can meet at 4 p.m. on the 27th at the Thrive Umpqua office, and we'll have all the materials and supplies and some snacks for you to keep you fueled up and going strong, and we're just going to give a little attention to that area. We have our shopping tour, which are small group shopping tours at Sherm's. This is in partnership with UC Veg on Saturday, February 25th at 9 a.m., and this is an opportunity to just go around the store and learn more about reading ingredient labels and shopping in bulk and conventional versus organic and in season, out of season, eating healthy on a budget, all that and really critical stuff for our well-being. And so, of course, all of these events are free. That one does require registration because we keep those nice and intimate. We also have a community yoga class on Wednesday, March 8th, and that's in partnership with Zen Den Yoga. That one also requires registration because that's a little little small venue. But you can register for all of these things on our Facebook page. That yoga is 5:30 on March 8th, which is a Wednesday, again, at Zen Den Yoga. So that one also requires registration. And then we're celebrating National Walking Day on Thursday, April 6th at 5:30 p.m. at Ford's Pond. We've been out there in the past for various events, and it's just a beautiful gem for our community to prompt people to get out moving. So that's National Walking Day is something that happens every year, and it's a great way to celebrate, and that's just open to everyone. So again, that's Thursday, April 6th at 5:30 p.m. Then we have a bunch of stuff
jump to that, and you know, talking about Ford's Pond, I was looking at just kind of scanned quickly their email newsletter that I got from the Friends of Ford Pond yesterday or today. Things are kind of blending together. but they talked about some of their plans for next year. Mm-hmm. We've had them in couple of times to talk about those as well. And of course, when you talk about walking, by next fall, late summer, if everything goes through, they are hoping to have that paved all the way around.
That's so exciting.
You know, with some of the additional grant assistance that they are hoping to have come in. And I see a lot on social media, a lot of pictures from that area, birds, people go check out wildlife out there. Not too wild, but
just
that's
wild enough.
Yeah, getting a lot of attention. So that will be fun.
And that's just been such an amazing community project, right? Like, they have pulled together all departments of their city and their community members to make that happen and really improve that place to make it accessible and inviting. It's just a beautiful spot. So if you haven't checked out Ford's Pond, take the opportunity April 6th or go check it out beforehand. But yeah, absolutely, Kyle. I think they're doing a wonderful job out there.
Now, you guys do a lot with cooking and giving people ideas for diet. Some of those.
We do. Fueling your body and what do you put in your body. Every bite, as I like to say, is either fighting disease or feeding it. Fighting disease or feeding it. Every bite, right? So that's just such an easy way to start to see transformation in your well-being. And we offer, like I mentioned, the shopping tour, but also cooking classes just to really make it practical to show people how to do that right there in their home. And just really bringing more plant foods on your plate. Plants are so powerful. Folks have probably heard me say this, and I am just a big fan because I see how they feed the body. I see how they can reverse disease, not to mention to prevent disease. So yes, we'll be doing some cooking classes in April. We have a baby's first foods class that is just so lovely. Parents are invited to bring their babies to that cooking class, and they're able to try new foods, baby's first foods, at that class. And it's led by Jess Hand on our team and Dr. April Gilliam from UC Veg. And it's just a beautiful class. So that'll be coming up again soon. And then we have a garden workshop on microgreens on Saturday, May 20th at 11 a.m. And that's at the Westside Community Garden. So projecting a little bit ahead here, we have lots of things related to lifestyle and nutrition. And that leads us right into the lifestyle and nutrition course. So if you want some immersion in that topic, this is a wonderful opportunity and resource for anyone. Again, anyone that is interested in preventing or reversing. So that's all of us. The next course starts on April 20th. It's a 13-week course, 2 hours a week, and it absolutely is capable of helping individuals reverse disease. We see it every single time where folks are getting off medication, lowering cholesterol, of course, attaining a healthy weight, and truly reversing disease. So I invite you to consider that on April 20th.
Well, so much going on. We're going to talk more when we come back in a moment. The interview will be a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 on Inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. At 12:47, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock, and Shannon Sebastian has your cue, part of KQEN Local Talk. That is ahead at 4 on Inside Douglas County tomorrow. Mickey Pargeter, Healthy Living Director of the YMCA of Douglas County, will be in, and Juliet Plenchess from Thrive Umpqua. We're talking about a lot of different things going on. And that's one of the things about Thrive Umpqua and about, you know, backing up to the whole front end with Blue Zones of being multifaceted, not just diet, not just exercise, but a whole lot of other factors as well.
Yeah, that's those longevity principles, right? It's really providing opportunities to nudge people toward healthy choices in the places where we spend the most time. And so while we can be inspired and try our best as individuals to adopt healthy lifestyle behaviors, the thing that I've always loved about Blue Zones Project, that community impact model, is making those little changes to our environment where we're making the healthy choice the easy choice, right? Because right now it really isn't. And we're making some strides, of course. We're working together as a community to prioritize that. But it still sometimes can be unsafe even. It can be certainly inaccessible. It can be more expensive. It can be less flavorful, right? All of those things to make the healthy choice. If you think about, you know, buying the healthy food or biking to work, right? When I mentioned safety, a lot of these things still aren't the easy choice. And so that's where we're trying to invite folks to kind of really pull together when it comes to policies. And so we work in three policy areas and with our built environment to prioritize that so that folks are encouraged, nudged, and invited and excited actually to make healthy choices.
So talk about some projects you have going on right now.
So some of the big things, and we always have a lot going on, but I just picked a few to highlight today. Our Veggie RX Umpqua program has been expanding, and we're excited this year in 2023, going into our fifth year, to integrate the program into the new community information exchange, which is called UNITA. So some of you might be familiar with that, but this is an opportunity for folks to refer individuals in the community from a clinic to a community-based organization, nonprofit, all back and forth, so that our resources here in the community are very well connected. So Veggie RX Umpqua will be integrated into that program. And we've received a really generous grant from the Umpqua Health Alliance of $100,000 to make that program happen this year. So what that essentially means is doctors are prescribing produce to patients that qualify for the program. And to qualify, essentially just means that you either have food insecurity or not enough food to make it through the month, or you have you're experiencing chronic illness. So again, a lot of people in this community will qualify for that. So if you say, hey, I'd like to have a little bit more produce to get me through the month and eat a little healthier, well, talk to your clinic about it. Enrollment's going to happen in mid-March through April at ADAPT, Evergreen Family Medicine, Aviva Health, and Umpqua Health Newton Creek. So if you are a patient at any of those places, tell them you want to be considered for the VeggieRx program so that you can get a debit card and get a balance to use for produce every month for the next 6 months. So it's a very, very cool program that we're really excited about and grateful to Umpqua Health Alliance for supporting.
I know you work a lot with organizations, with work sites, and trying to not just encourage individuals, but sort of as a whole larger group.
Yeah. So at our work sites, we're, of course, trying to support people, again, providing those nudges to make that healthy choice the easy choice. But we really go broad, right, with well-being, just like Thrive Umpqua does across the community. We're looking at a person's whole health. And one of the things that we've been prioritizing over the last couple of years, really in response to a need from the community, is DEI worksite training. So DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's just another way to kind of talk about that topic of inclusivity, giving all work employees the opportunity to really feel like they belong in a work site. So we've been doing those, and they've been going really well. Just today, we did one again with Umpqua Health Alliance. We're working with UCC, and we've worked with a couple other organizations in the community to provide that training, and it's still available. So if folks are thinking, hey, we'd like to do that for our staff, reach out to us. It's a really beautiful, simple, and kind of foundational program for staff. And then we've also, one of the things that we've been prioritizing kind of along those same lines is really investing in our communities of color, also known as BIPOC, Black, Brown, Indigenous, and People of Color. Some folks might be aware of that term. And helping to start an Umpqua Valley BIPOC community. Again, we got a grant from Umpqua Health Alliance to support that work. But this is really just a grassroots effort to pull folks together and give them an opportunity to connect. And again, just kind of celebrate culture and be safe feeling they're, like they can be their whole selves in this community. So that's a very exciting kind of new initiative that we've been supporting as a fiscal sponsor.
I know that you really like to highlight the local food producers. And as we get closer to spring, people start to, you know, pay more attention to that sector.
Yes. So we have an Umpqua Grown Guide that Thrive Umpqua has been spearheading over the last couple of years with our Food Systems Committee and partners. And this is a guide that's really comprehensive. It'll show folks kind of where farm-to-table local eateries are and where our farm stands and farmers markets are, where our CSAs are, which is if you want to get a box of produce delivered to you or pick it up every week on a regular basis, really anything from A to Z when it comes to the local food system, that's going to be included. Nutrition, education, resources, community gardens in that Umpqua Grown Guide. So we had our first one last year. Our second one is about to come out in the next couple of months, just in time for that kind of great growing season. So look out for that.
I wanted to ask, just kind of jumping around a lot of different areas here, you're also working with school districts in a different area about youth vaping.
Yeah, so we have 7 school districts that have requested our Catch My Breath youth vaping prevention program. And it's been really, I'd say there's a really huge need in the community right now. And that's why we have so many schools that are requesting that. We're recruiting additional facilitators for that Catch My Breath curriculum, which is really strong. And the schools are really enjoying it. We have a new position actually on our team that will be helping support that work, a school wellness coordinator. We're also hiring 2 other positions as well, an office and events assistant and a community outreach coordinator, because Thrive Umpqua has been operating by volunteers and subject matter experts, our steering committee, sector committees, our community partners, but we do have some staff to really keep this this work going and the continuity of the work. So we have those 3 positions open right now and are excited to really expand our team to help the Catch My Breath work and everything else that we get to do in the community.
So we've got about 2 minutes left. What else do you want to hit?
Ooh, okay. Just want to share that at this point, we've had almost 9,000 individuals in the community engage with the project. We've had over 2,000 volunteers to date. Really, I talked about some of our recent grants, but I want to share that we've had $2 million in Safe Routes to School grants for Douglas County and Glendale. So this project constructs sidewalks, ramps, separated bike lanes, and enhanced crossing for students in Glendale at the junior and senior high school. So we've now worked on 3 Safe Routes to School grants with construction, and which is totaled to $6 million. So this is a big way that we've been able to actually go in there and actually change the environment to support the work and making the healthy choice the easy choice. So really excited about that. Mentioned the Veggie RX grant, the health equity grant for our BIPOC community, and that Umpqua Grown Guide. So really grateful to our funders, largely the Umpqua Health Alliance and the City of Roseburg for those specific grants and just continuing the work. We've had 23 policies passed and implemented for food systems, built environment, and tobacco policy, and now 36 organizations approved and 86 participating.
So a lot, you know, you back up and you think about all the things you want to do, but then you look back at all you've done since 2017, and there's been a big change in a lot of areas.
Yeah, we just continue to evolve, and we're grateful that this community continues to prioritize well-being. Want to invite folks that are listening to engage. Come to one of these upcoming events. If you're a Facebook user or Instagram user, find us on social media, Thrive Umpqua. And, you know, come by the office, get yourself a free t-shirt. We have free new t-shirts that say Thrive Umpqua now. That's 556 Southeast Jackson Street. And just grateful to be here and share this with all of you. Thanks, Kyle.
All right, Juliet Planchess there from Thrive Umpqua, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.